With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time for Brittany J's tea for the day. Yes.
You told me I was going to sing a tea.
No, I thought we agreed. No.
Whatever. Today, let's talk about Wendy Williams. So she was seen in a car in L.A. All right, so the paparazzi was asking her how the family was doing. First, she was like, Godspeed to Big Kevin. Then eventually, she broke down and started crying. It was like kind of uncomfortable to watch. Mm. I couldn't tell if she was high or not. I'm not even going to hold you. I was like, something is lit over there. I'm hoping it was just alcohol, something, nothing too crazy. Anyway, that's just speculation. So she said that they're going to be around their son as he grows. So she acknowledged that she won't leave people other people's business alone so that, you know, she understands, like, her situation is fair game. Mm-hmm. So, all that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you gotta, it's the game. The game recognized game, right?
Exactly.
So, she was in a car with a young man. Huh? A young gentleman. Wow. He looked kind of cute in the dark. I don't know what he looked like when the light come on, but he could look kind of cute in the background over there. He looked a little young, whatever, and they look like, literally, they look like they were coming out for some food and some air. Like, I don't know where they been, but she needed some food and some air to rejuvenate the energy so she could go back because the wig was not on tight, okay? Mm-hmm. It was a little shifted.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, more speculation. So we know DJ Khaled, he's pissed about not being number one. Mm-hmm. So now he's going to sue Billboard. His lawyers already, drew up some paperwork, okay? So what happened is, he says they disqualified the merchandise sales that went along with his album. He did a bundle deal so that people who got the album will also get an energy drink to boost sales. Energy drink. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like that.
Energy drink?
Right. To boost
sales. No, to boost sales for sure. I just like energy drink. My dude, like Taylor Swift did pizza. Like, I don't even like Taylor Swift, but I will get it. It's a free pizza, okay? So anyway, they failed to count over 100,000. 100,000 units. So he claimed that they agreed to count them, and then they reneged on it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Because Tyler the Creator, his album sales included his merch.
Oh.
Like, he said it was closed or whatever, so I believe his was included, but Khaled's was not for all of them, so I don't know what exactly he's suing for. I guess maybe breach of contract, and I don't know what type of monetary, like, situation he's asking for, but that's what's going on in Khaled camp. I've heard a lot of kind of different things about that, like, oh, because he's so positive on social media, like, oh, we're going to win even though they don't want us to win, you know what I'm saying? And I understand him. He's not putting anything, like, on social media, like, dog-talking him or whatever, but at the same time, like, it just seems to be the kind of the opposite of what he represents, you know what I'm saying? So, we'll see. I mean, I guess he's still the businessman. He gets angry. I don't know.
Yeah.
Lastly, let's talk about the Boston Red Sox, how they sent the jet to our guy, Big Papi, David Ortiz.
Oh.
They brought him back to Boston last night. He had to have another surgery at the Mass General Hospital, but he's receiving the treatment. They said he's doing fine. He's going to recover fine. Now, we already know they removed the intestines, his gallbladder, blah, blah, blah. So, the person that they captured and beat up was arrested. Well, he was arrested also. He was actually driving the motorcycle, but was not the shooter, all right? So, initially, the report said that it was an attempted robbery. I can imagine an attempted robbery. Shoot somebody in the back and didn't even try to get nothing, right?
Mm.
So, the Dominican authorities think that they're looking for a dirty police officer that was hired as a hitman.
Oh.
Okay, so there's a couple rumors that come along with that, all right?
Oh.
So, one of the rumors is that the shooting was meant for a Dominican rapper named Secreto, okay? Oh. That was the first rumor.
Mm.
But now, there's a whole other scenario, okay? So, the shooting stemmed, this is what they allegedly saying in DR, right? From an ongoing beef between Big Papi and a Dominican drug lord. This is why I told you on a lie. How do you say drug lord in Spanish? Jefe? I'm going to call him Jefe. All right? So this is what they're saying. Okay? So the issue between the two was that he was allegedly having an affair with the drug lord's wife. So the drug lord hired the officer, which makes sense. Dirty cop, all drug lords, like, they go hand in hand, right?
That's how he got the name Big Papi.
What? No, Big Papi is... Oh,
it makes
Big
sense
Papi.
To me.
Oh, because he out here slinging. He's out here slinging the bat. You swinging the bat. I thought you retired, David.
He ain't retired from that.
I thought you retired. You out here swinging the bat. Oh, my God. Anyway, so I saw pictures of the woman, okay? She's a baddie. Sister, y'all flew here. I grew here. She, Dr. Almonte is her best friend, sis. She keep her nipped and tucked. All right? You not sleeping. Don't sleep on sis' body. She's perfect.
Hold on. She said, y'all flew here. I grew here.
You know what I'm saying? I grew here. All right? Dr. Almonte is the homie. You know what I'm saying? We talking about my next plastic surgeries over brunch. Okay? Over this runny coke. So that's what's going on with the David Ortiz story. I don't know. I'm going to keep y'all posted. And somebody tell me how to say drug lord in Spanish. Is it happening?
Right, we're going
to
figure that out.
Somebody, please.
Butter. We good?
Yes.
All right. We good. Keep it right here. We got more up next. It's Hot 93.7. Lord.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.